Does having a right view be able to get rid of one's habitual tendency?
Okay. Based on what you asked, my answer is yes, you have the Dhamma. Because right view is relative. Right view, right thought, right speech, right action is relative. According to who? That is very important. Before you have the Dhamma, means before you are enlightened, all these views are your personal views and opinion of right view, right according to you. But what we are talking about is the Dhamma cultivation, right in accordance with the nature's law that governs life and existence. Means the first one is law of karma, right view with regards to law of karma. It's not my right view. It's I understand that there is such a law. Because the Buddha says so. Not I say so. Then I investigated, then I realized, yeah, all my life reflect clearly this law. The Buddha say, we are all born our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. And we reap what we sow. Do good, we get good. Do evil, we get evil. So once I understand all this, what must I do? I must determine to take care of karma. Because my life depends entirely on karma. I am born of it. Heir to it means I inherit the whole of it. Then I am conditioned and supported by it. And I am what I am now, every moment, every instant, is because of that karmic nature. So if I don't take care of karma, my life will be completely in a mess, ruined. Then how do I take care of karma? The karma say, I reap what I sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. If I plant the seed of wholesomeness, I reap the fruit of wholesomeness. If I plant the seed of evil, I reap the fruit of evil. So my life depends on that. That's why to do that, I must take the advice of the Buddha very seriously. Because the advice of the Buddha to all sentient beings is, you have to avoid all evil. Then cultivate goodness wherever there is condition. Then purify your mind to develop wisdom. So if that is the advice, then if I follow the advice of the Buddha, I am on the path of Dhamma. I will have this teaching. I will be able to avoid all evil, do good, and purify my mind so that I will not be deluded. I can liberate my mind. I will have the good life. Yet I plant the seed of virtue, wholesomeness. I will reap the fruit of virtue. And that is what life is all about. Choose. The choice is yours. Each and every one of us, we hold the key to our own life destiny. If we don't know how to choose, then we will suffer. So when we know that to be happy or to be miserable is entirely our choice, then we must know how to make the right choice. We choose to go this Dhamma way. We choose to be happy. We follow Dhamma Pada verse 2, not Dhamma Pada verse 1. So that is the answer. That's why I say yes and no. Right view, if you have the Dhamma, then yes, it will clear your habitual tendency. You will not get entangled. And your mind state become very beautiful. You are always mindful, heedful. There is clarity. There is Dhamma. There is understanding. But if you don't train, don't cultivate, don't have the Dhamma, and you think with right view, you can overcome habitual tendency, there is no way, because the user of thought is very important. If the user of thought is without wisdom, without Dhamma, whatever it arises is always wrong thought. So you must make sure the user of our form and mind means our understanding of life is there. Without Dhamma, you cannot understand. So right view, it is not according to Dhamma understanding, it's a relative right view, right according to the individual And that one cannot solve your problem. That one cannot remove habitual tendency. That one can lead to more entanglement and delusion. Because the mundane mind, which don't have the wisdom, is always selfish, egoic, fearful, have a lot of doubt, a lot of mental hindrance. And because of that, it will act according to memory, your views, your opinion, and your conditioning, and your phobia. So all those are negativity of mind state that brings about negative karma, karmic downfall. How can it help you clear your habitual tendency and change your life? Impossible. So with that, I think it should be clear enough for you. Eh? So,
thank you, Sadhu.
Yeah.